Doug Neppel with you here tonight, and we are at the Sapp Brothers Game of the Week. Kyle Barkley, head coach for the Minutemen of Lexington. And, Coach, got to be tough coming into this game. You guys were state-ranked going into last week, and tough game with Holden, and dropped you out of it.
Yeah, you know, we didn't come ready to play. I feel coaching staff didn't do a good job of preparing the kids for last week, and, you know, give credit to Holden. They made plays when they had to, and we didn't. And, you know, we stress a lot of that this week, and hopefully we can have an improvement from them.
I'm taking it the boys ran through a lot of drills this last week.
There was a lot of extra stuff going on. You know, it's more of a mental thing than anything, and we felt like as coaches it was discipline that really hurt us late in the game. And like I said before, it's, you know, give all the credit to Holden, but, you know, we got a different beast this week, and Coach Johnson and the Knobnostra Panthers. And, you know, we got to be disciplined this week, and if not, we'll get exposed again.
Well, one thing about it, we were talking with Coach Johnson about the Missouri River Valley Conference. East or West anymore, it doesn't matter. It's a tough conference.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't matter. East, West, even if they put them together, it'd still be a tough conference. No easy games. But, you know, this is – I don't know if any coach would say they would not want to have a tough game at this point in the season, because I think it really challenges your kids and it really lets you know exactly what your kids are made of. And I like it because, you know, there's no letting down. We got to be prepared every week and, you know, hopefully ready to go.
Well, the kids look like they're ready to rock here tonight. It's going to be a great, great night. You'd probably rather have this game, though, at your house than the away team, isn't it?
Nah, it don't really bother me. We know we got to go on the road at some point. Tell you the truth, we've only had two games, and we went on a three-game road skid, and we did pretty well on the road, so hopefully we can continue that stretch.
Well, great season so far, like we were talking earlier, but, man, it's just got to be kind of fun to have a team like this. You guys coming back not young. You got some returning seniors that really help you out, doesn't it?
Yeah, we got a good senior class. I'm all pitch in at some point, offense, defense, special teams, whatever the case may be. But they understand that they got to have some young pups develop along the way. And, you know, it's a growing process. We don't have as many kids in the school as what we would like, but, you know, that's part of the process. And everybody deals with the same thing. So they know that they got to depend on some sophomores and even some freshmen at times. And, you know, they're doing a pretty good job of leading them so far this year.
Well, Coach, coming in to this game, it's got to be you'd like to see a win at the end of the night, wouldn't you?
Well, I think every coach goes into the game wanting to win. You know, from last week to this, I just want to see our kids go out and play, be disciplined. I can always take a loss, but, you know, I want our kids to do what's coached and what's asked, because we feel like as coaches that, you know, we have a pretty good game plan going into the game. Kids just got to go out and execute, and, you know, that's the biggest part, is getting them kids focused and dialed in on every Friday night. But, you know, for the most part, I enjoy it, and I'm proud of our kids for what they've done so far this year.
Well, you've had a good season. One little hiccup other than that, really had a great season so far. So looking forward to a whole lot more in districts not too far away.
Yeah, I'll be here before we know it. Thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you, and good luck tonight.
Appreciate it, sir.
All right. Coach Barkley with the Lexington Minutemen.